commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
Bill sounds like a lousy tenant. He is described as a poor housekeeper, and that's a polite way of saying that he's a slob. I've seen a photograph of his apartment. He has a garbage bag full of trash in the front hallway. There seems to be random junk on top of his refrigerator, and clothing is flung over a closet door instead of being hung up. Now, admittedly, the apartment itself is also a dump. Floor tiles are missing, the ceiling plaster is rotted away, and it leaks when it rains. The front door frame is damaged and doesn't lock correctly. The woman down the hall has mental health problems. She called the police on Bill, thinking that he was armed and was going to hurt himself, when, in fact, he was asleep at the time. The story of Bill and his ratty apartment appears in this week's City Pages newspaper. It's part of a cover story on whether there should be landlord licensing in Wausau. The city is considering whether landlords would have to pay a fee and have mandatory inspections of their properties. Now, indeed, there are multiple code violations at this apartment, and Bill says he doesn't complain about it because he's worried he'll be thrown out. So there is a debate about who has the upper hand in landlord-tenant relations, and there shouldn't be. It's the tenants that have an overwhelmingly, and in many cases, unfair advantage. Eviction law favors renters. Anyone who's a landlord can tell you how time-consuming and expensive an eviction is, to the point that many landlords tolerate bad renters because the process is so onerous. Now, in Wisconsin, a landlord can give a 5-day order to pay notice if the rent is past due, or a 14-day order to vacate if they don't have a lease with a bad tenant. The days don't mean anything. If the tenant refuses to leave, the landlord has to begin the eviction process. It's heard in small claims court, and it can take 3 to 4 months just to get a court date. Once in court, the tenant can argue that the eviction is in retaliation, and that would lead the court to order a property inspection. That could take another 1 or 2 months for the city inspector to show up. The results of the inspection would go back to court, where the tenant could dispute the findings. Another hearing would have to be scheduled. And even if the tenant ultimately loses the case, he'd still be served with a formal eviction notice in court with another 30 days warning. And if the tenant still doesn't leave, the sheriff's department would then have to schedule a time to throw them out and haul their stuff to the curb. And that usually happens only when deputies can spare the manpower. So the process takes 4 to 6 months at a minimum, and maybe up to a year. And if time runs out on a tenant during the winter, well, they can still stay until April, because Wisconsin doesn't allow evictions during the winter months. During that time, of course, a bad tenant is likely to become an even worse tenant, and many simply refuse to pay their rent during the eviction process. During all of this, the landlord can't change the lock, turn off the heat, or shut off the water or electric, or retaliate in any way against a bad renter. The fines for forcing someone out in those ways are substantial, and a renter could get an opportunistic lawyer and sue. So against that backdrop, Wausau is deciding whether landlord licensing is a good idea. It isn't. It's just another level of regulations. Here's what I think about Wausau's rental market. Certain neighborhoods have too many poorly maintained rental properties. The city should step up inspections. The cost of those highway sculptures could fund at least 2 additional building inspectors. The city also has far too many bad tenants, and bad properties and bad renters have a way of finding each other. But if by chance a good renter finds themselves at a bad property, they should communicate with the landlord, or they should get the city involved. And keep in mind that the words, "I'm not paying the rent until this is fixed, go ahead and try and evict me," strike fear in every landlord's heart.